Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Urim with the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Week 15 of the NFL season with the Eagles having a tough one Sunday against the Steelers at the Link. You know, Merrill, the Eagles are 11-2, but my goodness, it felt like that they lost that game the other day. Nick Sirianni had his day after video conference. What stood out to you as the highlights from that session?
Well, talking about what you brought up, it feels like a loss. It's not a loss. It's not a loss. It was an escape. It was tough. You're going to have games like that. But Nick said it's a very mature team. They're focused on how to get better. And when they don't reach their standards or their expectations, he can understand why guys are disappointed. But he said, we empty the tank each week, and he tells the players that they have to find joy in just winning sometimes. Football is an imperfect game. You can find mistakes on every play. Everyone has to work to be on the same page.
Definitely. And obviously the pass game's a big part of the conversation right now.
Well, it is, but he said that the one thing they don't do is look into air yards. Mm-hmm. They go where the defense dictates.
Definitely. I want to get to A.J. Brown in a second, but first let's talk about Jake Elliott, who missed that 52-yard field goal, and he actually missed the extra point, but there was a penalty, so the Eagles ended up going for two. What did Nick have to say about Jake Elliott?
Well, he said his confidence is high in Jake Elliott because of who he is and what he's done. He said he's not worried about Jake Elliott.
As far as A.J. Brown is concerned, A.J., after the game, seemed rather frustrated. When he was asked what has to improve, he said passing. He just said one word. He just said passing. What is Nick Sirianni saying about A.J.'s apparent and presumed frustration?
Well, again, he's talking about players who want to achieve. They care about winning. They care about doing everything they can to help the team. And AJ is one of the great players, and that's just some frustration going, coming out. I'm sure that he would rather AJ or any of the players keep that frustration to themselves and keep it behind the closed doors.
Well, you know what? They have high standards. That is clearly evident that they have high standards. And who knows? Maybe with the way they played against Carolina, maybe that's, I don't want to say wake-up call, but you know what? Maybe that just kind of raises the antenna a little bit going into
well,
this.
That's going to happen. Yeah. That's going to happen a couple of times a season. We talked about that last week. Going into that game, mm-hmm. I knew that Carolina was better than their record. The Eagles become a target for a team like that that sure. wants to prove that they are on the way up. And the Eagles were flat. They just did not have their best game. The fortunate thing is that they made the plays they had to make. They got a break here and there, and they came away with their ninth win in a row.
And then they're 11-2, and you know what? If they play really well against a really good Pittsburgh team on Sunday, everything that happened against Carolina will be in the rearview mirror. Let's talk about Monday Night Football before we wrap this one up. Dallas losing to Cincinnati in Dallas, in Arlington, 27-20. Cowboys are now 5-8. What stood out to you about Monday Night Football?
Good game. Good competitive game. Cowboys made... It was an unfortunate mistake for them at the end because with the game tied and still enough time on the clock for them to come back and win it, there was a punt by the Bengals. It was partially blocked, and as it bounced downfield, one of the Cowboys reached out. He touched it. He dropped it. It was recovered by the Bengals, and from there on in, Joe Burrow marched them downfield and threw a touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase, and that was it. Another loss for the Cowboys. So both the Bengals and the Cowboys are 8-loss teams. They're both 5-8.
They still have a chance for winning records, but obviously they both have to win out. I've never seen something like that before, Merrill, where a punt is blocked, and then the team that was punting recovers it and has it benefit them. I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, you've been watching football way longer than I have. I don't ever think I've seen that before.
I have. I've seen the ball blocked and bounced off an opposition player. They actually have to scatter at that point. It's a tough thing to do because you're downfield, you're waiting, and all of a sudden, unexpectedly, the ball is bouncing at you. And it was a tough thing for the special team or the Cowboys, but I have seen that before. Once it hits the receiving team's player, it's anybody's ball.
Definitely, definitely. You know, the Cowboys, it's kind of encapsulates their season, but, you know, no Eagles fan will be crying about that with certainty there. Merrill, good stuff today. The coordinators are talking today, Vic Fangio, Michael Clay, Kellen Moore. I wonder if Kellen Moore is going to be asked about A.J. Brown in the passing offense. Probably will be. We will break it down tomorrow morning. Always appreciate the time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.